It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I am JR. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, he is in New York City. And you, wherever you are, thank you for being locked into the show. All my first responders, my people in service and hospitality, my people looking out for the next person, all our servicemen and women, whatever you are, whatever you're doing, whoever you are, thank you for tuning in. I told you 3 more hours. If you missed the first hour of the show, we talked about Trevor Lawrence. The Jacksonville Jaguars are putting him on injured reserve. He got knocked unconscious on Sunday, and now he's knocked out, unfortunately, for the next 4 weeks, probably for the season. It should be for the season. We talked about a ridiculous rumor, a ridiculous thought, that the Chicago Bears should trade for Kyle Shanahan. Yeah, trade for the coach from the San Francisco 49ers. The 49ers would be ridiculous to give him up. And then, man, somebody brought up Mike McCarthy. Nah, Mike McCarthy, Dak Prescott wants him back in Dallas. Now, we don't know what Jerry Jones wants. And we got so much more to get into. How about this? In about 20 minutes, we're going to be joined by Dan Walken. He covers all things college football for USA Today. He's going to come through, and we're going to talk all things college football playoff. We got rankings last night. We got conference championship games this weekend. We have the final bracket of what the 12-team playoff is going to look like on Sunday. Dan is going to come through and break it all down for us. And he's going to do that in about 20 minutes from now. Of course, it's Wednesday, and an hour from now, I'm going to share with you a new top six list. I'm going to give you my thoughts, my opinions on the six teams that I believe have a legitimate chance of winning the national championship. I do not care what 12 teams they put in. I do not care. I'm like Mike Tomlin. I do not care. What I know are the facts is that there are probably only about, not even maybe six teams. I'm going to give you six because that's what I've been talking about for the past 15 years, six teams. I'm going to do that today as well. Oh, yeah, and by the way, it's your show too. You can call me up. The phone number here is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online if you're on the internet, if you're curious. More than curious people on the internet. Hickey, there's all types of people on the internet, man. All types.
Oh, you are right about that.
Every type of person is on the internet. Some people do not need internet access, okay?
Some. A lot.
A lot of people do not need. You know, Hickey, I was on the internet, which I think I've been on every day since I finally had access in 1995 or 6. That's crazy to think. Wow. Yeah, that's a long time. How about this, Hickey? You know what they need to do a better job of now that we're in 2024 and we know social media is all over the place and websites are real, real odd. Maybe I'm stupid. Maybe I'm reading newspapers. Probably. They need to do a better job with these websites. And they try to squeeze every dollar and dime out of a visit. They drive me crazy. Like, I want to read an article. Do y'all need to shove me your crappy video? Do I got to watch that stupid pop-up video? Do I need your stupid pop-up ad? I just want to read the article. I get you got to make money, but figure out another way to do it that's not so intrusive. It makes me want to leave the page. What's wrong with these idiots?
I guess the only retort would be, well, the other option is a paywall, and you don't get any access to whatever article you're trying to read. So, I mean, I get it. I definitely get it because, I mean, you got to make money somehow. You can't just keep it for free. You can't make the user experience easy. And if you're not going to charge a paywall, then you got to spam them,
Hickey,
with these videos and ads constantly.
The paywalls are stupid because most people will never pay for them. It's like saying, hey, I'm the bread man. What is a bread man called? I'm the baker who's going out of business. And so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to charge money for my bread and hope that people come buy it. Like, you're just delaying the inevitable. Or maybe you're speeding it up and charging $10 for a loaf of bread. You're going to go out of business even faster. That's my equation to dumbass people who want to put things. And by the way, Hickey, let me tell you something. Here's another secret of the internet. We know the paywalls don't work, but Hickey, they really don't work. Hickey, I will go to a website and it'll tell me you get one free article. Hickey, I will go to a website I've never been to in my life, for a newspaper I've never been to. I will scroll three sentences and be like, oh, you have gone past your one free article. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm out of here. I'm not doing this crap. Stupid websites. Hickey, let's do a website. What do we want to call it?
Man, there's so many names out there that we could use.
Is idiots.com available? Probably not, right?
Probably not. Some smart person sitting on that, waiting for an idiot to pay him for it.
Mark Cuban probably has it. Probably bought it in 1994. Idiots.com. It appears you don't have permission to access this page. Forbidden. Okay.
Is that the work internet saying no bueno? Interesting.
No, it's not the work internet. That's idiots.com. That's what it says.
Huh.
If I had idiots.com, I'd have, what are the guys from Dumb and Dumber? Whatever the hell a guy. Jim Carrey and the other guy. That's what I'd have. Anyway, internet is full of idiots. You don't have to go to idiots.com to find them. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hey, let's go to Canada. I love Canada. Man, if it's 30 degrees here in Georgia, it is probably 15 degrees. And, oh, man, it's probably colder than that in Calgary. Where we have Jordan. Jordan, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
We are good. How are you?
Not too bad. So, I don't think that the situation in Jacksonville is entirely Trevor Lawrence's fault.
Yeah, agree.
But I certainly don't think that he's lived up to his hype either.
Agree.
I don't know that they're necessarily going to find a coach that's going to come in there and fix Trevor Lawrence, because honestly, it's just not a very good situation there. Like, I mean, Joe Burrow transformed Cincinnati,
but that was going to be my point as an overall. The Jacksonville Jaguars don't need a head coach to come in and quote unquote fix Trevor Lawrence. They need a coach who can come in and actually craft and manufacture a team and message where Trevor Lawrence can thrive. Like, both can be accurate. I agree with you. Trevor Lawrence hasn't lived up to the Clemson hype and number one hype. We get and know all of that. But I don't think he needs somebody to fix him. I just think he needs an environment to thrive in. That's it. And so you bring up Joe Burrow. Yeah, Joe Burrow can win a national championship and he can help take a team to the Super Bowl. But what good? Joe Burrow, if the Bengals were worth a damn this year, if the defense could stop somebody, Joe Burrow would be in the same MVP conversation that we have Josh Allen in right now.
Yeah, I totally agree. Honestly, I think the Jacksonville Jaguars should consider trading Trevor Lawrence.
Oh boy,
maybe he can go to an NFC team.
Okay.
And maybe they should grab Cam Ward or Shador Sanders.
Oh boy! Well, Jordan, you were on the right track until you got to the part about trading him. Ain't nobody trading for a two. If you're a bad, see, look, if you need a quarterback, that means you're a bad team. All right. And if you're a bad team, that means that you probably don't want to absorb a contract that is approximately $300 million. Okay, that's not happening. Not happening. They just gave him a 5-year, $275 million contract. Nobody trading for that. Do you have room to trade for that with your bank account?
No.
And me neither. And so, I mean, NFL teams ain't doing it. They don't have no money for that either. It's not happening. He has to sit and wait, and he has to bring on a coach, or they have to bring on a coach. They have to hope the coach works. And if he doesn't, that coach, the next one, they'll blame Trevor Lawrence next. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it, Jordan. Hey, by the way, what's the temperature in Calgary? You know it in Fahrenheit? What is it?
It's just below freezing right now. I think it's like it'd probably 29. Be around 25 Fahrenheit.
Oh, okay. All right. Great. Sounds wonderful. Well, thank you, Jordan. You enjoy Calgary, okay?
Okay. Well, thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much. Jordan from Calgary. Yeah, he mentioned Cam Ward. No, I don't know about that. That'd be nice, right? You want to reset? I mean, if you are the Jacksonville Jaguars, it would be nice to reset. But then at the same time, you can draft a quarterback. There's no guarantee that the quarterback that you draft is all of a sudden going to be the game changer. There's no guarantee that that quarterback is going to save the day. It doesn't work out for everybody. Not everyone can wake up and say, oh my God, I got Bo Nix. I mean, this is what Sean Payton wanted. He wanted Bo Nix. He was sick of Russell Wilson. He was sick of Russell Wilson. Sick of him holding a football. He was sick of his, motivational speeches. He was sick of him kissing babies. Now he got a rookie quarterback. The guy just throws the ball. Snap the ball, throw the ball, don't think about it. Bo Nix is not going to run around like Russell Wilson because he can't. I think even at Russell Wilson's older age, and Sean Payton got what he wants. And not everybody can wake up and have Jaden Daniels. And we talked about this partially last night. Sometimes you hit the jackpot. I mean, come on. Carolina Panthers have Bryce Young. How's that working out? I know he's looked better more recently following the benching and following poor Andy Dalton spraining his thumb in a car accident. Drafting a QB doesn't always solve your problems. By the way, if the rookie of the year ended today, I'd give it to Jaden Daniels, by the way. More consistent throughout the course of the year. I think we also have to keep in mind, I don't think it's a coincidence that the little lull that Washington went through took place while Jaden Daniels had his busted up ribs. We know he's a tough you-know-what. We know he can run. We know he can do a whole lot more than Bo Nix. I would still give Jaden Daniels rookie of the year. We also know that both of these guys, both Bo Nix and Jaden Daniels, they are likely to end up in a postseason. You got to appreciate it. I love it. A matter of fact, let's take a listen to Jaden Daniels, because this past weekend, Jaden Daniels, he looked like himself. This past Sunday, taking on the Tennessee Titans, what anybody could beat the hell up on. Passed for 200 yards, threw three touchdowns, went out there, rushed for a touchdown. He says, you know what? I feel good, and my legs feel good, too.
I just think it just keeps the defense off balance, keeps the defensive coordinator guessing, and be able to just to use my legs to help maybe free up a hat or two in the run game for B-Rob or Chris, and J-Mac.
And Bo Nix, we saw Bo Nix on Monday Night Football. And he threw two interceptions, not what you necessarily want at all. This man has accounted for 21 total touchdowns. Bo Nix moves around, not like Russell Wilson. Only 8 interceptions for a rookie QB. You don't want him turning the rock around, and Sean Payton must love that. Bo Nix says, man, our offense is humming right now.
We're a confident bunch right now. We, we're playing aggressively. We're playing together. We're playing with a little bit of, confidence and a chip on our shoulder, just kind of continuing to try to prove not only to other people, but to ourselves that, you know, we have a really good football team and we're starting to play like it. Playing with that confidence is important.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And also, by the way, Jordan from Calgary, he brought up Cam Ward as a possibility for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Cam Ward is preoccupied. He's pretty ticked off right now that his team, the Miami Hurricanes, are highly unlikely to make the college football playoff. He got better things to worry about. And someone who is Heisman eligible, I don't think he's going to win it. He's just upset in his own space. He's probably, now damn it, he might be the first overall pick next year. He might. Him, Travis Hunter, Shedeur Sanders, it depends on who ends up with the number one pick and what they want. I mean, the way the Jags are going, yeah, they not going to draft no quarterback. They may go ahead and take Travis Hunter. Matter of fact, hey, let's listen to Cam Ward sitting in the 13th spot behind Alabama right now. Cam Ward, he was on the ACC Network, and he was just, let's just say, unhappy.
At the end of the day, them boys who in that committee, I really doubt if they watch tape or not. I mean, you can't. I mean, we're a 10-2 team. I'm not saying Alabama's not a good team, which they are, but let's talk about them points. That's not even the biggest factor, I believe. We got a top 25 defense, who's actually one of the best defenses in the country. So, you know, both sides of the ball, You know, we're one of the best teams in the country. But, I mean, you talk about, you know, offense who puts points on the board left and right, whether it's passing, whether it's throwing. We got two great running backs in the backfield in Dame and Mark. So, you know, it's hard to leave that out. And, I mean, we playing better defenses, in my opinion, than the SEC. So, you know, it's just hard. I mean, I did what I, you know, could. You know, the team we control, we control. And, you know, we controlled our own destiny for a lot of the season, and we didn't end up getting the job done. So, you know, we know, you know, it was all in our hands, you know, and it got taken away from us when we lost. So, you know, it's nothing that, you know, we can do about it now. But, you know, just sit there, be patient, you know, and, you know, just try to get opportunity to play for another game.
Yeah, I like how he blamed the committee, but then he also blamed themselves. It didn't get taken away from you. You gave it away. Sorry. And he did do everything that he could do because he could only throw the football. He can't play defense because the defense sucks. Sorry again. And my own apologies. I already booted Miami out of the playoff. They are still at number 12. My apologies. But when we get through conference championship weekend, they ain't going to be at number 12. My bad. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You know what? A matter of fact, let's take a break. When we come back on the other side of said break, it's time to have a conversation with Dan Wolkin. He's not going to make any mistakes when it comes down to talking some college football. We'll have that conversation with him as he covers college football, writes about it, talks about it for USA Today. It's the JR Sport Brief Show coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's time for us to talk to a professional. This is someone who keeps up, writes, follows, knows it all about the current college football landscape. He is a national columnist for USA Today. He's getting ready for the games this weekend, the playoff, and everything associated. Joining us is Dan Wolkin. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you for taking the time. Right before we went to break, we had played a clip of Cam Ward. He kind of said, hey, we blew our opportunity. They took our opportunity away. He was talking out of both sides of his mouth. What are your thoughts on this whole ACC, Miami, outside looking in situation?
Well, look, I think for every team that's kind of on that cut line, it's very, very close. And you can make an argument for or against any of these teams. At the end of the day, they're all very flawed. If you're Miami, it's hard to have a lot of sympathy because they had it all in their own destiny. They controlled their fate. They had a 21-0 lead at Syracuse last weekend, and they blew it. They lost the game. And so when you're in that situation, you know, it's a win and in type of deal, and they didn't get the job done. And if you look at their resume, they don't have the high quality wins to offset the losses. Alabama does have some high quality wins. I'm not saying I agree with the decision, but I do understand where the committee's coming from in looking at a team that had beaten Georgia, a team that beat Missouri, beat South Carolina, versus a Miami team that just doesn't really have much there.
Well, Dan, when you look at what's going to take place, the conference championship games, we got UNLV. I still can't believe the quarterback quit midseason. He said, I want my money, and I'm getting, I'm leaving. We got UNLV and Boise State Saturday. We got the Big 12 championship. How is Friday and Saturday going to play into who necessarily goes ahead and gets a bye?
Well, I think the committee's certainly going to be looking at the Big 12 championship game, either Iowa State or Arizona State is going to have a pretty high-quality win to add to their resume. And then, yeah, with Boise, they've got a tough one against UNLV. We'll see what they look like. Eye test will matter somewhat. But, yeah, between the Big 12 champion and the Mountain West champion, you know, it's been the Mountain West that they've had in that slot. But if Boise State wins and maybe doesn't look as impressive, I could certainly see them changing their mind.
When you think about the current construction of the college football playoff, we know it's 12 and the top four conferences, they go out there and get byes. Do you think that is something that needs to get adjusted given the strength of some of these conferences? Sorry, Mountain West.
Well, I think what needs to be adjusted is the seeding situation for sure. You know, in any tournament, in any sport situation, the team that had the best season, the best team is the number one seed, and the second best team is the number two seed. And that is the most accurate way to build a tournament. The way they're doing it now, I understand the idea was to get everybody a chance from these different conferences to make the conference championships meaningful. I certainly understand that, but I don't think it's worked out maybe the way that they intended. I think that it just makes the bracket unbalanced and a little bit unfair, and I do think that's something they need to look at adjusting in the future.
And Dan Wolkin is here with us from USA Today. So you're advocating that just rip up the conferences, the automatic bias to stretch, just go by record, or what are you thinking?
Well, I mean, I think you could probably make a pretty small adjustment and just say, you know, the top two seeds or the top two conference champions get the number one and number two seed, and then you can fill everybody else in based on ranking. Like, that may be an easy way to fix the problem. I mean, I'm sure they could just do straight ranking. There's a lot of different ways they could look at it, but I just think that 3 and 4 seed becomes really problematic because the way it is playing out right now, you know, potentially that 5 seed is better. It's a more attractive path than the 1 seed. If you look at how the bracket shakes out, it's an easier game. Yeah, you play an extra game, but you're playing an easier opponent in that quarterfinal. So I think there's a good chance that all of this gets changed in the next year or two.
Reasonable. Well, Dan, having said that, there's a lot of people who look at Alabama and just go, well, they're in because they play in the SEC, and they are Alabama. What are your thoughts on them being in, and then the likelihood of them maybe still competing and realistically winning it?
Well, I don't think Alabama's going to win a national championship. I don't think they're that quality team. I mean, they play well on certain days, but they've had some really bad games. And I think the Jalen Milroe situation is very curious, because if you look at that game against Oklahoma a couple weeks ago, he really did not play very well. So, you know, is he developing at the right pace for them? I think that's a big question mark, not just for this year, but what's going to happen to his career. You know, how fair is it to criticize Kalen DeBoer when he didn't, you know, recruit the quarterback to his team? He inherited Milroe, and is it just not a system fit? These are all interesting questions, but Alabama with those 3 losses, 2 of them, Vanderbilt, and to the worst Oklahoma team of the 21st century, I think that's, you know, that's a real negative, and that's why a lot of people are going to be up in arms if they do get in.
Well, Dan, what teams do you think legitimately have the best chances and odds of competing for a title, regardless of where they're slotted in the 12?
Well, I think if you were to give me Oregon and Georgia and Texas, if you gave me those 3 versus the field, I think I'd take those 3.
Okay. I'm certainly understood. Dan Wolkin is joining us from USA Today. Notre Dame, obviously not slotted in here with any other conferences. Got popped early against Northern Illinois. And here they've just run the table the rest of the way. What are your thoughts on how they fit in here?
They've played really, really well. You know, as you look at the second half of the season, or really just after that Northern Illinois loss, that was so shocking and so disappointing. I mean, they've been tremendous. They take care of business, but, you know, they also have not played the most robust schedule either. They've got a couple, you know, good wins, some solid wins, but I also think that you can, you know, question the competition that they've been playing week in and week out. But I like their team. I think they responded the right way to that Northern Illinois win, enough to where I think you can just write that off as a kind of a fluke.
With all of the changes that we've had in college football, looking at an SMU just didn't exist years ago, and we see NIL has basically helped them rise from the dead, literally. And we see so much going on. The transfer portal, we got quarterbacks saying, I'm not playing, I'm moving on. Is this what we need to get used to into the future, especially as the college football playoff is maybe likely going to expand again into the future? Dan? Oh, boy. Hickey, what happened? Did I ask Dan the wrong question? What happened to Dan?
I guess so. We'll try to find out
Damn.
Here.
Damn. I hope Dan is okay. I asked him about the future. I didn't ask him for the lottery numbers. He just disappeared. I want to know. Hey, Dan, you okay?
Yeah, technical issue there. Yeah, look, I think we're in a transient time. I think from year to year, there's going to be a lot more volatility just because the personnel is going to change so much from year to year. And there's definitely going to be people moving around who you don't expect. And, you know, the whole idea of development, I think, is just gone now, you know, over a 2 or 3 year period. I think it's more, you know, I wouldn't say instant gratification, but I just think it's more like, listen, people are going to have needs from 1 year to the next. They know that there's an opportunity to fill them with people who are ready to step in right away. And that fundamentally changes the dynamic from year to year of how these teams operate.
You talk about movement. Lincoln Riley, his name has certainly been bandied about as potentially moving along. We see Miller Moss has already jumped ship. What are your thoughts on what's going on out there?
Well, I mean, it's been really disappointing. They paid him a lot of money, for sure, and he has not fulfilled those high expectations. You know, they thought when they hired him that they were getting a generational talent, but he really hasn't delivered. You know, the first year, they were really good with Caleb Williams, but, you know, at the end of the day, that's one guy, you know, and you need a lot of guys to compete at the national championship level, and they just haven't gotten there yet. So the problem is, you know, I don't think he can leave, and I don't think they can fire him because there's just too much money involved.
Hey, Dan, last question for you. I want to ask you about someone who's not going to be competing in the playoff, but his name was certainly brought up here on the show earlier as it relates to the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's Travis Hunter. As he takes that next step and jump, forget the bowl game, as he prepares for the NFL draft, what do you think his best situation is in the professional level?
Well, I'm not well-versed enough in, you know, all the teams and the needs and where he would fit in. But it's an interesting question because he is so talented on both sides of the ball. You know, in the NFL, I think it's hard to play both ways. You know, and the question is just, what's his best position? Is he good enough as a receiver to play that exclusively? Is he good enough as a corner to play that exclusively? I'm unsure. But obviously he's a unique talent, and you just watch him play. He controls the game. Whenever he's in, he's just like a magnet in some ways. He dictates what happens and what the other team does. So, I think he's an exciting prospect, and you know, we'll see what the pro guys think of him.
Future Heisman Award winner?
I would think so. Yeah.
Okay, Dan Wolkin here with us. Dan, where can people follow you and all of your work with USA Today?
You just said it, and at Twitter on Dan Wolkin.
Hey, Dan, thank you so much. Enjoy the week, and it's going to be a fun one, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's Dan Wolkin of USA Today. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. How about this? In 30 minutes, at the top of the hour, I'm going to share with you my top six list. I'm going to tell you the teams that I think are legitimate contenders to win the national championship. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. If you want to give me a holler, the phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. And speaking of just there's so many young players that are here that today was also National Signing Day. And when we have this changing landscape in college sports, is it as special as it used to be? Yeah, you get to put on a hat. But does it hold the same weight if you are, I don't know, Georgia or Michigan? Do you care as much? Because college football basically operates in a modern space of free agency. We'll talk about that, give you a top six, talk to you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Hey, thank you so much to Dan Wolkin for joining us from USA Today in the last break. Oh, man, I feel so good. Luther, oh, my God. I'm going to start singing. People might start tuning out. Let me not give people another reason to tune out. Anyway, I love Luther. Hickey, you like Luther Vandross? You love him?
Definitely, yeah. I know who he is, for sure.
You love him. Love him.
Yeah, I love him.
God rest his soul. Man, now he was an amazing artist. Now, Hickey, I got to listen to him tonight now. I got to listen tonight. I've been inspired.
That'd be nice on the walk home, right, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I got to walk. Well, I feel like that's something. It's cold outside. That's like something to get robbed too. You got to play that in the house.
Oh, okay.
No, that don't make sense. No.
No, it does not to me.
Yeah, you know, when I leave the studio, it's going to be dark. I feel like it's just bad. Like, I'll be jamming down the street to Luther Vandross, and, I, you know, people be like, this guy's too happy. Let's rob him.
Like, and he's not paying attention, so let's get him.
There you go. Like, he's dancing. He got some pep in his step. Let's get him. He don't want to look like a target out here. Nobody wants that. You know, listen to Luther in the house, clean on a Saturday morning, and do some other things on a Saturday night. Like, wash the dishes. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, wash the dishes.
No better time.
Yeah, wash the dishes on a Saturday night after family dinner. That's right. Yeah, I realized there was a... Is he a young person that wants to talk to me? A very young person?
Very young person. Yes, sir. You've inspired the youth.
Ah, okay. Yeah, yeah. You got to wash the dishes on Saturday night. At 855-212-4227, Felix is calling from Toronto. Love Toronto. Love Canada. Hey, Felix, you're on the JR Sportbreeze Show. What's up?
Hello?
Yeah, you're live on the radio. How are you?
Good.
Oh, you okay? Are you in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Okay, yeah. Talk fast. Talk fast. Uh-oh. Oh, he's in trouble. Go talk to your mother. Hickey, he's making phone calls he's not supposed to make.
You hear something crazy? Speaking of that, I got a phone call on Sunday show at 11:30 from like a 10-year-old. I guess school hours don't exist anymore.
Was he on the West Coast?
No, I think he's in Canada, I believe.
Oh, well, do Canadians go to school, right? The kids go to school.
Believe so. I thought so, at least.
You can chase down elk and deer and moose. I don't know. Wait. Rocky and Bullwinkle, they were Canadian, right?
I think they were, yeah.
They were Canadian. Why don't we have good cartoons like that anymore? Now we have, what is this stupid? I don't even know the name of these cartoons. I don't watch them. They're stupid. 855-212-4227. Jacob is calling from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sportbreeze Show. What's up, Jacob?
Hey, how's it going? I'm loving the college talk right now, but I really wanted to, because I realized, my friend, that you were in Atlanta, and... So something that nobody's been talking about is this Kirk Cousins, Tex Jr. thing. And I mean, I'm a huge Kirk Cousins fan, only because he's the Big Ten, Midwest. I'm coming straight from Lambeau Field area. I can get there in 15 minutes on my, you know.
Great.
On the back roads.
Yeah, on your skis. Well, what's the question?
So, where's Cousins going to go next year?
Oh, my God. I don't think he's going anywhere, Jacob. And we actually...
You think he's going to stay right there?
Jacob. Let me answer, Jacob. We talked about this on Monday. You said nobody talked about this. We discussed this on Monday. And
I missed the show. Sorry.
It's okay. It's nice to talk to you live. But I made it very clear as Hickey and I went back and forth on this.
I respect Hickey.
Okay, I respect him too most of the time. The fact is, this guy Jacob. Hold on, Jacob. I like Hickey a lot. I like you too, Jacob. I like Kirk Cousins. I don't think you send him up to Minnesota against his former team and tell him to sit on the bench. I know the guy has thrown 6 interceptions in the last 3 games. I know the Falcons stink right now. We got people in Atlanta that are calling for Penix, but I don't think you pull the plug right now. I think it is too risky of a move if Penix does not work, and you give Kirk Cousins that final shot before he, I don't know, shoots himself in the foot. And I think you do that. You give him that grace, and you see what happens. I wouldn't pull it right now. I know people want to be what do they say? You got an itchy trigger finger. They're trigger happy. Just take your time on it. Just take your time. 855-212-4227. Thank you so much, Jacob, for calling from Wisconsin. Hey, we got what the heck is this? Mark is from Tampa, Florida. Very different from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sportbeat Show. What's up, Mark?
Yes, thank you, sir. I was just looking at a list. We are going on Super Bowl 58. And there's only 24 coaches that ever won it. And people talk smack about head coaches. But the five that are still active are Sean Payton, McCarthy, Tomlin, Andy Reid, and Harbaugh. I mean, we got to stop talking smack about coaches. I mean, if you have a ring, you have a ring. It's not that difficult.
What's not that difficult?
The part that isn't that difficult is to not talk smack about these guys.
What are you referring
not
to?
Not you. I just mean, in general.
You gotta be a little, not that I was worried about me, be a little bit more specific. What are people saying about any of these coaches? You mean like Shanahan, who hasn't won a ring? Like, what are you talking about?
Yes, precisely. And then you look at the fact that there's been 58 Super Bowls played, and only 24 coaches have ever won them. They get to go home and put their ring in. I mean, it's 24 coaches and 58 Super Bowls.
They typically win them in bunches, and they typically win them in bunches because we have, or they have, great players that they can coach. You know, I know I guess the most recent example that people can look towards, and thank you so much, Mark, for calling from Tampa, it's easy to take a look at Belichick and Brady. Now that both of these dudes are out of the NFL, we get the constant questions. We've even gotten the jokes from the two of them. Well, who was more important? Was it Belichick or Brady? I mean, Tom Brady had that roast, and they were making fun of that. Belichick is just like, somebody else, whatever the case might be. They were a combo, okay? They walked away in tandem with 6 championships. Tom Brady walked away with 7. And so, I mean, you can think about the groupings that we've had. Like, you can be a great coach. You got to have a great player out there. That's it. 855-212-4227. Dave is here from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Dave?
I think this is me.
Yeah, are you Dave?
I'm Gabe, but that's fine.
What, a G? G-A-B-E?
Yeah, last name Gable. Everybody calls me Gabes.
Okay. Well, welcome, Gabes.
Right. Over the years, NFL and the coaching aspect of how we do things has changed. Okay, analytics, Belichick was the first one to defer on the kickoff, and everybody thought that was crazy. It made sense. It's like, I get to see what's working, what's not working. I want the ball in the second half. And what drives me crazy, being from Wisconsin, Matt LaFleur always has the ball. If you watch a Packer game, I guarantee they have the ball and the first drive.
Okay.
But that aside, okay?
Yes, please. That was not interesting, Gabe, but go ahead.
Oh, no, I get it.
That was boring.
I'm setting it up. Given the kickoff situation and the rules, if I'm a coach,
yeah,
I'm down in it every time. Okay. If you watch, like, I watched the red zone this week, and it's so frustrating. There's so many fumbles. You get to the 25, there's a 10-yard holding call.
Gabe,
it's like, take the ball at the 30.
Have you coached football at any level?
Nah.
Okay. All right, just ask. Oh, okay, but better than me. All right. Have you played in any way?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, where'd you play? Tell me. Oh, where'd you play?
High school, little bit of small college.
Now, this is more interesting than what the hell you just tried to describe to me. What position did you play?
Linebacker and running back.
You're down the middle. Okay. Mm. Okay, good. Well, thank you, Gabe.
Really? Watch the NFL.
Sometimes I will.
Just take the ball to 30.
Okay, Gabe. So, Gabe, let me tell you this, and thank you for calling from Wisconsin. I do not care about the kickoff. That is the last. I know they just changed it up. Oh, you got to kick from the 35, or you got a zone. I do not care, okay? I am not sitting around on Sunday looking at red zone trying to figure out the new kickoff rule. I do not give a damn. I'm like, at this point, if the ball is not going to be taken down the field, let's just go ahead and start with wherever they're going to snap the ball at the line of scrimmage. I do not care about the kickoff. Sorry, Gabe. Hickey, you do that. You watch red zone, and then you figure out where they kick the ball. Tell me how fun it is, okay?
No, thank you. That sounds awful.
That's a real football man right there. That's why he's watching Red Zone. He wants to flip around and look at the kickoff. Like, come on, man, what am I doing? Now, watch the kickoff decide the Super Bowl. Then we can talk about how much of a genius Gabe is. But you know what? Still, I don't care. Sorry, Gabe. Sorry. I was more interested in learning about his career. Hickey, I should have asked him how many what his stats were, right?
We need to know how many tackles, how many pancake blocks. Yeah. How many national titles he's won.
Do you think he played?
I would say yes.
Yeah.
In blowouts.
Yeah. Okay. In blowouts. Yeah, no, maybe he played a lot. He's very passionate. Talking about kickoffs. Hey, thank you, Gabe. We appreciate you for calling from Wisconsin. Okay, go tell us how Lambeau looks, okay? He's so close. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're real close. We're so close. We are minutes away from a new top six list. I'm going to tell you about my top six teams that I think are legitimate contenders for the college football playoff. Well, forget the playoff. The championship. These are the teams that I think can go number one. We have so much more to get into as well. We'll talk about Juan Soto and National Signing Day and angry coaches and happy you, because I'm here with me. Well, we're here with me. I'm happy. We're all happy, damn it. The JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.